Good evening, good evening, good evening out there in Radio Land. I'm your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, along with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne. And you're tuned in to God Chasers Ministries radio broadcast. Keep it locked right here for an anointed, heart-penetrating word from the Lord. Good evening out there in Radio Land. This is Pastor Tiara Hawthorne with God Chasers Ministries, where we're seeking God's face like never before. I thank you for joining in with us as we're seeking the face of God. And we are going to be in Revelation chapter 21 this evening. I'm just going to read a brief scripture, and Prophet Hawthorne will come forth with the word as he sees fit. Amen. And it states, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are faithful and true. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Blessed be the reading of that word. And before our prophet comes forth, I would just encourage you all to agree with me in prayer. Amen. Just call out what the Lord will have you seeking from him. Healing, deliverance, setting free is what he does. And I just encourage you to just lay it down right now and just leave it there. Amen. And just, we're just going to agree with you in prayer. As we've been speaking on, and as Prophet has been speaking on, is that God is still in the miracle working business. He gives us all a measure of faith, and we're just going to come together with the measures of faith that we do have, and we're going to stand firm on a foundation of faith that the Lord has given us. And won't you see that the Lord is good? His mercy endureth forever. Amen. He will do it for you. Just you trust and believe. He said, your faith has made you whole. And that is the word. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come before you as humble as we know how. We give you glory and honor and praise, and thanks for another opportunity to be in your presence, Lord God. We just thank you for dying on the cross for the remission of our sins, that now we can go boldly to the throne of grace, and we can surrender ourselves unto you, and we can say, Lord, Lord, what must I do to be saved? And we can just go forth, amen, and just ask for forgiveness of all sins. And Lord, we just ask right now that you create in us a clean heart and renew a righteous spirit within us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. If we have sinned against you by thought, word, or deed, Lord, we sincerely, godly ask for repentance right now in the name of Jesus. And we just claim it, and we call it done, Lord God. And Lord, we just ask for your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And just, Lord, just allow us to do a self-examination, Lord God, so that all things that are not like you can be purged from us, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. And we just decrease, that you will increase within us, Lord God. Rain down your anointing, healing, delivering power right now in the name of Jesus. And we just claim all these things, Lord. Those listeners, that they be their hearts be prepared to receive the word of God, Lord God, that it does not come back unto you void, amen, but it goes forth and it mends broken hearts, Lord God. It just heals, it just delivers, and it just breaks those yokes, Lord. And we just say all of these things knowing that you're the author and the finisher of our faith, in the name of Jesus, amen. And the Lord has really been dealing with us, for those of you who are just listening in, he has been dealing with us in regards to repentance, and been speaking on repentance and surrender. And now he is having us into a new season of his word, and he is going to to begin to minister unto us the rewards of him, but also not just so much the reward, but the sacrifice for the reward, and just how we can receive all that's in store for us. Amen. And so now we're going to have Prophet come forth with the word from the Lord.
Amen. We thank Pastor Terry Hawthorne with that beautiful prayer and powerful anointing that is in here. We thank the Lord for this day, because this is the day that he has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. And we just thank the Lord just for his so many wonderful blessings that he bestow upon us. Even when we don't deserve the blessings, he still bestows upon us, and we thank the Lord for it this evening. I will not be before you long, and I'm short with my time, so I want to get right into the word. We're going to read Psalms, the first chapter. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And this is something that I'm sure everyone out there have read. If you have any Christian background, you have read this scripture. But I want you to really meditate and look at yourself in a self-examination and look yourself in the mirror as we go forth with this word tonight. This is a self-examination. This, like Pastor Terry Althorn said, this is a new season. This is a season of rewards. If we want to receive the rewards of God, we must do some sacrifices. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Is this more than lip service? Glory to his name. Let's go to Psalms, the first chapter. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree, hallelujah, planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit to its season, whose leaves also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly should not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful word. And if I had to ask you a question tonight, are you going to be that tree planted by the rivers of water? That's something I want to ask you tonight. Are you going to be that tree planted by the rivers of water? I hear a lot of people talking a lot of talk, but they're not backing it up with the walk. Jesus needs you to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Yes, we all think we're going to heaven, and we think we're going to heaven with our heart not right. No one's going to heaven if your heart not right. And no one's going to be able to basically live in this world and society as a Christian, a true believer of God, if we don't be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. I'm speaking to a lot of people out there. This is not a message to make you feel like you want to jump and shout. This is what Jesus said to me. He said, I will be a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. But you must sacrifice something. You must sacrifice yourself to him. You must meditate on his word day and night. That means get in the word of God. Stop meditating on these things on TV, all these things on the internet, these movies, all these things of the world. You must meditate on God's word day and night. Stop being a user of God. Stop using God for all your little things that you want. Oh, I want this. I want that. No, Jesus said, I will be a water to you if you diligently seek me. You will hurt for nothing. He is your shepherd, you shall not want. You heard that scripture. If he's really your shepherd in your life, you must seek him like you never have before. He came to us and he said this, that he will be a rewarder. A rewarder to those that diligently seek him. That money means you must change your mindset. You must get your mind focused on him, on Jesus tonight. You must do a self-examination. You need to be like that tree planted by the river of water tonight. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that will bring forth fruit in this season. And I'm reminded of Pastor Terry Hawthorne, one of her books that she read in regards to boot camp. Some of you out there got to go through boot camp. You got to go through boot camp tonight. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Going through boot camp and basic training, and it's a beautiful thing, her book. And it's a powerful, anointed book. I just remember the passage when she was saying about going through boot camp and the different stages of going through boot camp. And that's what you need to do tonight. You need to go through boot camp with Jesus tonight. You need to surrender to his will and his purpose. That way he can reward you. And some of you out there are going through boot camp tonight. And I encourage you to continue to go through boot camp. Some of you really have surrendered to the will and purpose of the Lord. And right now you're going through boot camp. Don't cry. Don't moan. Just go through it. Because in the end, you're going to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. Don't give up. Don't give up tonight. I'm telling you, don't give up. Some people, you're very seasoned in the Lord tonight. You're very seasoned. You've been through some storms. You've been through many storms. I'm speaking to you tonight also. You must hold on to God's unchanging hand. God did not tell you things just because he wanted to talk. He's still going to reward you. But you need to go through some things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I feel in my spirit, I'm speaking to someone out there that's been suffering so long right now. And people have given up on you, but Christ have not given up on you. The reason why you're going through the things that you're going through right now, because he's shaping and molding you to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. I encourage you to hold on. Hold on to his unchanging hand. Hold on tonight. Hold on tonight. Hold on tonight. Help us on the way. He is a rewarder of those that continue to seek him. Do not seek these things of the world. There's a lot of people being caught up by these cares of this world. No, please do not do that tonight. We are in the end times. These are the last days. These are the final hours. The Lord is soon to come for his people tonight. Do not be consumed with the things of this world. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You must do a daily, daily renewing every day. Every day is a renewing of a mind. You must cry out to God, Lord, what must I do to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water? I need you to say to the Lord tonight, what must I do to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water tonight? I need you to lead and guide me, Lord. I need you to lead and guide me to what I need to do to be like that tree planted by the river of water. Because there's a lot of people out there that has a lot of anointing. Hallelujah. A lot of anointing in your life right now. You have callings in your life. But the only way that the Lord can use you in your callings, if you realize that there is rewards and you must sacrifice yourself and be like that tree planted by the rivers of water tonight. That is the word of the Lord. It is short. It is short tonight. I know it's short. But that is the message from the Lord. And I don't want to go beyond what the Lord has for me to go. So I'm going to go turn it back to Pastor Terry Hawthorne.
Amen. Amen. That is an anointed word. And I just thank you so much, Prophet, for just allowing the Lord to use you in such a mighty way. It's just, man, if you just let that word just meditate within your spirit, we are here to stand with you in prayer. You can contact us 757-344-3773. That's what we're here for. This is, it's about getting into this word, walking in it, applying it, and getting ready to go meet our maker. Amen. As Prophet said, these are the last times. We need to make sure that we seek out our own salvation and make sure that we do a self-examination, make sure everything that is right before God, because he is indeed coming for his bride, a church without spot or wrinkle. Amen. And so, again, we just want you to contact us. We want to hear from you. We want your praise reports as well as your prayer requests. Again, contact us here, 757-344-3773, or visit us on the web and let us pray this call with you. www.godchasersministries.org. That's www.godchasersministries.org. And also, just want to briefly mention about staying on the radio. If you feel led by the Lord to give ministry to build up to sow into our ministry, we have blessed you. Amen. As the Lord has used us, and you can write for box 4174, Hampton, Virginia 23664. Again, that's for box 4174 in Hampton, Virginia 23664. We thank you so much for continuing to join in with us, and we look forward to having you joining with us next segment as we seek God's face like never before. Take care until next time.